Somebody say
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you praise in this place today, Father. For it is an awesome honor and an awesome privilege, Father, that you would allow me, Father, a work in progress, but you would still use me, all my faults, all my inabilities, all my shortcomings, all my sins that I'm coming out of by your grace. In spite of all of that, Lord, in spite of my weaknesses and inability, you will look past all my faults and all my mistakes, Lord, and you will see my need. And that's just to be loved, to be appreciated, and to be well thought of. You saw that need, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, that in spite of me, that you love me unconditionally. That you love me, Father, unconditionally. And you appreciate me, Lord. And you think, Father, well of me. And you will use me to come over these radio waves and share to you, with your people. That same love that you love me with, same love that you have for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, that same love, unconditionally, one love. My son sent that to us a few years ago. He's with the Lord now, and he put that in our lives. Every time he would write to us, he'd in his letter, it would always be one love. And boy, that one love, hey, that's the God kind of love. That's the same love that God loved us with. That he showed us, you know, what he really cared for you and I. Unconditionally. And the honor and the privilege that it is to me, you know, that God will use me to come on this radio broadcast and share with you that same love. You know, your Bible say God so loved the world. In spite of how the world was and the situation of the people, man, that were on the earth and how they was, man, God so loved his original intent and his original idea for our lives that all of us had gotten off course to. He loved it. His original intent, the world that he created up on this earth and placed you and I in, he loved that world so much, boy, he sent his son, man, to get that world back, to bring that world back, to set it up on the earth, to cleanse all mankind up, man, so they could have access back into that world. We call it, man, you know, the Bible call it, man, the kingdom of heaven. What world are you talking about, Arthur? The kingdom of heaven. This is the message to you from God on this, through this radio broadcast. Always remember this. This is the central focus of everything that God say through this ministry, you know, to you. The central focus is this. It's an invitation. And the invitation is this. Come. And that invitation, when he say come, that's to whosoever will. The invitation going out to everybody. And what he's saying, come. And then the next statement he say after that, you who are blessed of your Father. Hallelujah. And get your inheritance. The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. That's the central focus of everything that we say here through this radio broadcast. That's what it is. That you will come get your inheritance. And as you learn how to partake of it and the functioning principles that governs it and how to receive it, man, that you will not only come and get your inheritance, but you might possess it too. That you might come out of Egypt, that's lost. Through the wilderness, that's wandering around and around and around in a circle like the children of Israel was, like the church is today. All the way across the Jordan River until your inheritance, the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, kingdom life, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, glory to God, a peculiar people. Jesus called it, man, hey, my church, indicating that there are many churches in this day and time. But he said, upon the revelation knowledge, boy, that you know what's really going on or who I really am, the Christ, you know, and not only, man, who I am and what I am, but why I am. And he said that, he said, boy, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Other people were saying he's a prophet. He's this, he's that, you know. Boy, Peter said, man, thou art the Christ. The word Christ means reigning king. This is just reducing down to a prophet. That's why all the other religions can compare with Christianity. Man, he ain't no prophet. He a king. Unto us a king is born. Hey, listen, you know, king, that's not a religion. That's a governing authority. And boy, the invitation, boy, God is giving to all of us, man, come. Come what, Lord, man? Come and receive your governing authority. Your authority that was given you, man, before the foundation of the world. The authority that I meant when I said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over all the earth. Come get your governing rule, your sovereign authority. Your governing influence. Come get your identity back. Come find out who you really, really are. But you're more than just apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and church members and choir members and ushers and deacons and all the titles that we fall upon through our religious rituals and ceremonies. That you're more than that. That you are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. What about the devil? Boy, I want to pound that on the inside of you, man, who you really are. See, in Adam, man, in the fall of Adam, you lost your identity. And you begin to live like a mere man and a mere woman. Why? Because you're dead. Dead in trespasses and sin. You still lost, man. You lost your identity, who you really are. You lost your dominion. You lost your kingship. You lost the kingdom of heaven. You lost the Holy Spirit. We lost a lot of things in Adam when he ate off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And just like when he ate off that knowledge of the tree of good and evil and he died, so were we when we were born. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Listen, I open up with that. You know, I was just thinking about something, you know, as I was on my way up here to the station. You know, last weekend was Easter weekend, you know. But we celebrated, man, you know, Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know. And we call it, you know, Easter celebration or Easter worship or however the world, whatever, you know. But we know what it is. It's about the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We know what it is. You know, it's not enough to know what it is. Here's something that's even more important, that you know why it was and why it is. Not just what it is, and not just what it did, but most important, why? What was the reason for it? Why did he do that? What was his original intent? Why is the purpose, the original intent? What was his reason for that? Why did he die on Good Friday? Not what he did. He died on Good Friday. That's what he did. And he died for our sins. That's what he did. So we know what it is and what it did. But boy, most important is, man, you don't know why, perhaps. You don't know why. You don't know the purpose for it. You don't know the original intent. Holy Spirit, I humble myself under your mighty hand. And I say, Lord, you can use these lips of clay. And let your anointing come up and on us so that we might hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Teach us your precepts so that we might know you and Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's available to us through his resurrection. And Father, we'll be careful to make sure we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise, because this is your kingdom, and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Both now, right now, Father, and forever. And so shall it be. Because that's what your word says. Hallelujah. And you know what, so shall it be, and that's what your word says? That's the same thing as saying, Lord, you know, in Jesus' name, amen. When you say in Jesus' name, you're saying, hey, this is what that means when you're in your prayer and say, hey, in Jesus' name, I pray. When you say in Jesus' name, you're simply saying, Lord, that's what your word say. That's when you're praying God's word to him, back to him. And when you're praying God's word back to him, you're saying, Lord, that's what you say. That's why you say in Jesus' name. Lord, that, after you end your prayer, you say, Lord, that, because that's what you say. I'm petitioning you, Lord, based upon what you say. And then you say, amen. Amen me, and so shall it be. Hallelujah. What you saying, Lord? Because that's what you said, and because that's what you said. If you said it, Lord, it don't matter what it looked like. It don't matter what it seemed like, Father. Your word, if you said it, it's going to come to pass. That's what you said, Lord. So shall it be.